Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times in New York. I'm Amy Keene. Today we're looking at what's going on in the Hamptons property market. The area along Long Island's South Shore is known as the summer playground of some of New York's wealthiest residents. But home sales in the beach community have slowed this year. I talked to the FT's Ben Foldy about what the local property market might be telling us about the U.S. economy. So Ben, tell me about the Hamptons for our international listeners. How would you describe the area?
So the Hamptons are kind of a playground for New York's elite, which is called obviously from Wall Street and the like. It's the so-called South Fork of Long Island, where at the far east end of Long Island, the island kind of splits in two. There's a North Fork and a South Fork, and the Hamptons are a collection of towns along the South Fork. The three of them are East Hampton, Southampton, and West Hampton, hence the Hamptons.
And so what is it sort of known for in the summer months in particular?
It's a place where the rich go and play with one another. It's a beach community. It's a lot of part-timers. Like there's not a lot of year-round living. It's more of a place for kind of a high-end summer home.
So we're talking primarily about high-end luxury property when we talk about the Hamptons. What has the real estate story been in the Hamptons over, say, the last few years?
So from the brokers I've talked to, they always stress that their real estate market basically is in a lot of ways a good reflection of the stock market, as you know, their clientele are the same people who are making money moves downtown are going to be the people who, when the markets are good, the Hamptons is good. So as you might imagine, last year, the Hamptons were doing really well as a real estate market. The markets were doing really well. And also, I think some of the brokers I've talked to have mentioned just demographic trends involving, you know, a lot of boomers are retiring. They're either retiring or approaching retirement and looking to places where they can both get away for the weekend and still be close to the markets.
And Ben, you've written for the FT about how this picture has changed recently.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that's important to stress is that it's not exactly on the precipice of a crash. One of the brokers I talked to likened it more to a pumping of the brakes than a crash. So activity is definitely down from 2017. The question is, 2017 was a peak. So while the market is slowing and turning, it's not so much like falling off a cliff. It's more just kind of regressing to the mean, I guess, would be a better way to put it.
Do you have any numbers to put this slowdown into context?
Yeah. So the number of sales at the luxury end of the market, which is the top 10%, actually dropped a little bit over 10% drop from 69 closed sales in Q2 2018 to 61. And then not only that, but you have way more homes on the market. And that's really where it gets interesting, is that you went from total luxury market listing. Again, those are the homes that make up the top 10% of sale value on the market, went from 241 in the second quarter of 2017 to 329.
So it paints a picture that homeowners are looking to, say, either find another place, possibly a few doors down the beach, or perhaps more likely, get out of the market altogether.
Yeah, there's more homes on the market and they're not getting snapped up. It's not the frenzy that it was last year. Nationwide, home prices are, you know, have been steadily climbing for a while and probably seem to be approaching their peak, but are still kind of high. And the one thing that you'll hear real estate analysts talking about on the national level is prices are super high, demand is there, but prices are so high and the supply is so low that people just can't get the homes that they want to buy. In a way, that's probably a little bit true in the Hamptons too. The prices are still pretty high, particularly in the luxury market. But because of the incredibly tight demand and because of the lower amount of luxury sales, the actual median sales price is starting to come down for total of the Hamptons market and dropped slightly from just over $1 million to $975,000.
Is this a case of a particular economic moment or economic situation in the Hamptons alone? Or are there comparisons that can be drawn between what's going on in the Hamptons and the U.S. real estate market as a whole?
I think that there's a few things that can definitely be compared across markets, and particularly in the Hamptons, one of the brokers I spoke to talked of what he calls the Hamptons middle, and almost ironically, the Hamptons middle is homes that cost between $1 and $5 million. So definitely not something you would call affordable by most metrics of home affordability, but as far as the Hamptons goes, it's not you're not talking about the high end properties either. Or the highest end, rather. And he says that the bottom's kind of dropped out of that market. and that the sales volumes really declined in that. And when I asked him why, he said that he thinks it's a combination of things. So those properties in the Hamptons Middle are the ones that he sees buyers using more leverage on. So those are being affected by two things. Those are being affected by rising interest rates, and those are being affected by the changes in the tax code that came at the end of 2017 that no longer let you write off. They cap your local property tax deductions at $10,000. So those are the buyers who are not looking to spend so much money that, you know, something like a property tax write-off isn't going to affect their activity one way or another. But they are being cautious. They're waiting for prices to go down because there is such a glut on the top end of the market, and that is slowly pushing prices down.
What's interesting is that what's happening in the Hamptons reflects the reaction to relatively recent changes in fiscal and monetary policy, as you say, both changes in the way property tax credits work as well as the sort of rising cost of credit. It's having a real effect on at least this particular real estate market.
Yeah, I think that uncertainty is a word that I hear thrown around, particularly in that Hamptons Middle area, where people haven't quite figured out how to take into account, you know, not being able to write off the property tax deductions that they once would. People aren't quite sure how much financing they should take on, you know, because the rates are higher than they were. So it's definitely an area where, you know, the kind of macroeconomic discussions of the nation are coming down to this very local level.
Thanks, Ben. That was Ben Foldy in New York. You can read Ben's story on the Hamptons real estate market. We've linked to it in the show notes for this episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.